Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, March 27th. I'm Megan Lynch. Baseball is back. The Cardinals kick off their 2025 season today at Busch Stadium against the Minnesota Twins. Fans can enjoy the official opening day pep rally at Ballpark Village before heading to the game. The legendary Budweiser Clydesdales will make their traditional appearance, followed by team introductions and a special first pitch by the 1985 championship team. Sonny Gray takes the mound for the Redbirds with first pitch set for 3:15, and you can catch all the action live on 104.1 FM KMOX. One well-known South St. Louis restaurant is set to replace another.
The former space for Dotto's Cafe here on Hampton Avenue has a giant for lease sign above the front door. Many of the Dotto's signs have been taken down, but inside the window, there's still a Budweiser neon sign, and there are tables and chairs across the floor as well. This will eventually become the new home of Mom's Deli. That's according to a Facebook post first spotted by our partners at Fox 2. Mom's announced in February it would have to relocate from its longtime since 1977 spot on Jameson. An opening date has not been set for when you can get a Mom's Special sandwich again. In South St. Louis, Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The old courthouse has announced its official reopening.
May 3rd, the building will reopen to the public after a year and a half renovation. Executive Director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, Ryan McClure, is excited for people to see the work they've done to both modernize the building, such as installing an elevator, while also restoring its former look.
There's now central HVAC, right? So there's not window air conditioning units hanging off the building.
Gateway Arch National Park Superintendent Jeremy Sweat is looking forward to seeing guests appreciate their work.
Seeing the look on people's faces when they walk into the rotunda.
Reopening on May 3rd will feature live music and guest speakers, including a descendant of Dredd and Harriet Scott. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
They're getting ready to smash Anheuser-Busch products in the middle of Manchester Road. It comes after AB dropped its headlining sponsorship of Pride Fest after a more than three-decade run. Rehab Bar and Grill owner Chad Fox says AB supported the parade back when it was just a march for those seeking safety and visibility.
You know, everybody says, oh, it's just a big party anymore. Well, it is a big party because we can all come together as one community, and we can be together and we can hang out together. We can party in the streets and not be afraid to show our faces to where 30 years ago you couldn't do that.
He says he'll donate proceeds from AB sales to Pride St. Louis until that smash-off is organized in the Grove neighborhood. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has signed an anti-crime package into law. The package includes the creation of a state board to oversee the St. Louis City Police Department. It's a move that reflects the governor's push to address rising crime rates. The six-member board will include the mayor and local residents with a non-voting member from St. Louis County. St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy opposed state control after the bill was signed. He released a statement saying the department will continue to be dedicated to ensuring public safety and upholding high standards of policing. He says his department will collaborate with Governor Kehoe's office while continuing to serve the community with excellence. We have some good news about avian bird flu. The suspension of poultry and waterfowl auctions and swap meets being lifted means there are fewer cases of the highly transmissible virus.
So does this mean bird flu has been eliminated? No. State veterinarian and director of animal health for the Missouri Ag Department, Dr. Steve Struberg.
Unfortunately, the disease is not eliminated. it's assumed and even proven that a lot of our migrating waterfowl and other wild birds occasionally have detections of the Hypatha avian influenza virus. Since it is still in our environment, some domestic flocks or all domestic flocks are somewhat at risk.
Struberg says flock owners are being encouraged to practice good biosecurity, which includes reducing exposure to wild birds, especially waterfowl. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Coming up on Total Information AM, professional women's hockey is coming to Enterprise Center this Saturday. I have a chance to talk with Jana Hefford, Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations for the PWHL, coming up.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.